And turning now to a Rock selection where more than 9,000 candidates ran in last Wednesday's race. With an estimated 22 million eligible voters, turnout was more than 60%. For some perspective on the election, VOA's Carol Castiel spoke with two scholars. Ahmed Ali is Iraq research analyst and Iraq team leader at the Institute for the Study of War. Sarang Hamasaeed is a senior program officer for the Middle East and North Africa programs at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Hamasaeed on the significance of the high voter turnout.
This is definitely a welcome turnout from the Iraqi people because the elections are an important milestone in Iraq's political transition. For 2 years now since the troop withdrawal, there has been some political gridlock in Baghdad that a lot of the political parties and the communities hoped that this election will break this gridlock and provide the country with an opportunity for working on some of the differences that they have been doing back and forth on. And the change that the different communities hoped for, the Sunnis, for example, they have specific grievances about how certain government policies have been applied specifically on them, like de-Ba'athification, the application of the terror law, and the detention of a large number of the people. For the Kurdistan region, there are some specific policy and legislation differences on hydrocarbon and the export of oil, and on the management of the disputed territories, and also on the issue of the Peshmerga and their salaries and their command. For the Shia, there are issues of, and this goes across the country actually, jobs and better living conditions and the corruption and the security overall is a common topic.
Turning to you, Ahmed Ali, for your take on the significance of this particular election, the first since the U.S. troops left, and what's at stake for the country.
Carol, it's good to be with you. And these elections are clearly very important for the country. Iraq has experienced previous elections, and those elections have been free and fair. These elections, from what we have seen so far, have also been free and fair. And that's a good indicator about the resiliency of the electoral process in Iraq. For the general population, my colleague Sarhang is accurate in his description that they have looked to these elections for an opportunity to change the dynamic that exists in the country at the moment. Iraq, over the last 3 to 4 years, has experienced difficult moments and has gone through difficult times, including incredible deterioration in security, rampant corruption, and a polarized ethno-sectarian environment that has reflected on all of these affairs. And for the different personalities involved in the political discussion and the political competition, these elections are also very important for them. So for Prime Minister Maliki, these elections are a referendum on his performance and his tenure in office. He has been in office for 8 years now, which accounts for almost 80% of the time since Saddam Hussein fall on April 9th of 2003. And for his opponents, they are seeking to unseat him or at the least restrict his powers. Very importantly for the Iraqi Sunnis, who primarily live in areas where Al-Qaeda linked elements and militant groups are active, these elections represent an opportunity for them to either embrace politics as a way forward, or as the Al-Qaeda linked groups, including the Islamic State of Iraq and Sham, ISIS, has been encouraging them to embrace violence as a way to manage their relations with Baghdad and with the other social groups in the country.
Ahmed Ali is Iraq research analyst and Iraq team leader at the Institute for the Study of War. He and Sarang Hamasaeed, a senior program officer for the Middle East and North Africa programs at the U.S. Institute of Peace, spoke with Carol Castiel, host of the VOA program Encounter. To hear their entire conversation, go to our website at voanews.com and look under the Programs tab for Encounter.